We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
I love Mama.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives
as we honor a part of ourselves.
Здравейте, virtuous viewers. Здравейте means greetings in Bulgarian, a language spoken by about 12 million people, mainly in Bulgaria. It's a pleasure to have you with us today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Please join us anytime on Supreme Master Television. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobed 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia, New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10K U-band and Intelsat 10 C-band. The Middle East, Northern Africa, Eurobed 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 88 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CietSat. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Ciet Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Basicom Bafut. In Bafoussam, Channel 30 on Blondel Sat. And in Adea, Channel 37 on Etablissement Acerna.
In Brazil, in Sagung Salo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Verde. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV. And Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. And in Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Redito TV. In Colombia, in Guaranda, Channel 28 on Guaranda TV. In Casco Urbano, Frontera Sector Portachuelo, El Vivero and Pueblo Viejo, Channel 33 on Guatecha TV. And in Ubate, Channel 38 on Cable Ba TV. In Bogota, in Villa Mayor and Eladaños, Channel 44 on Villa Vision de Villa Mayor. In Ciudad de la Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Asopataporica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativa, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia. Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company.
In Localidad 9, Chapinero, Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso, Casablanca 32 and 33, Urbanización 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativa, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV, La Estancia. And in Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos.
In Costa Rica, in Teleran, Nuevo Arenal and La Fortuna de la San Carlos. Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago, SAA.
In Buriscal, Mora, and Acosta, Channel 78 on Cablevisión de Occidente. In Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcoval. In the Dominican Republic, in Terrio El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. And in Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. And in Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arco Iris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Hodetel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristobal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión.
In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa de la Guaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 and TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiale Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV.
In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Ningcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Puozi City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. And in Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Khan Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Kha Tengger Cable TV. On Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Supaktar, Saling Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darkhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darkhan Broadcasting System, and Channel 44 on Kha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting, and in Bayanzarh, in Khanu District, Channel 25 on Khimor Cable TV, in Khutur on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gun Narin, in Andarkhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Sunbird Company, and in Sunshine City in Tonokop Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV.
In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelm Tell, and in Hamburg on Willy Tell, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Libya and Ukraine take steps to ease visa requirements. In animal rights news, French groups speak out to halt the wearing of fur. In children news, American researchers find that nurturing interactions with adults fosters positive psychological development in children. Please stay with us for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, December 19th, is the birthday of the President of India, Her Excellency Srimati Pratibha Devi Singh Patil, born in Maharashtra. In office since 2007, Her Excellency is the first woman to be elected to this position in her country. President Patil, a vegetarian, is committed to improving healthcare in the country and travels to many nations working to build a peaceful, secure and sustainable world for all. Today is also the birthday of the President of South Korea, His Excellency Lee Myung-bak, born in 1941, president since 2008. His Excellency has demonstrated his dedication to developing earth-friendly energy sources to support a strong economy. In addition, President Lee seeks to construct 1 million green homes and become one of the leading producers of eco-friendly cars. Our sincere appreciation, Your Excellencies, President Srimati Pratibha Devi Singh Patil and Lee Myung-bak, for your efforts to bring about a harmonious world and a prosperous and vibrant ecosphere. May Your Excellencies be blessed with a very happy birthday in the company of cherished ones.
IAN News. Heavy rains claim more lives in Colombia. As torrential rains deluged Colombia for yet another week, confirmed fatalities due to flooding and landslides rose to 257 as of Wednesday, December 15, and a Red Cross statement on Thursday indicated that over 2 million residents have been affected. Colombian President Juan Manuel Santos declared a state of emergency, saying that relief efforts would continue until all those still missing are accounted for. According to emergency teams who are trying to move the vulnerable to safety, there is a need of drinking water, sanitation and dry elevation areas. Concerns of waterborne disease and snake bites are also being raised, and cases of diarrhea among children under 5 are 5 times higher since the start of the rains. Moreover, some 300,000 students are unable to attend classes after 600 schools were damaged and nearly 1 million hectares of farmland were submerged. A team from the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers has joined the Colombian Army in disaster efforts, and President Rafael Correa of neighboring Ecuador visited Colombia, offering his country's aid as he helped to assess flood damage and deliver food kits to affected families.
On November 20th, Supreme Master Ching Hai had conveyed her deepest sympathies and prayers as she offered $20,000 in emergency aid and asked that our association members please go if possible to help the most desperate. This amount could purchase $101,000 in urgent materials if obtained in the United States, based on Colombia's cost of living.
Our gratefulness, Your Excellency, U.S. and Colombian Army personnel, and all those working to alleviate the distressing conditions, as we also thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her unconditional support of the flood-stricken, wishing the Colombian people a swift recuperation of their fulfilling daily lives, as we pray that such disasters are minimized through humanity's caring efforts to restore the Earth's balance.
More snow disrupts transportation across Europe. Heavy overnight snowfall halted air and road travel in Western Europe on Friday, December 17th, as 3 people in Germany lost their lives and dozens of others were injured in traffic accidents, with schools closed and over 600 flights cancelled. Neighboring Netherlands was also affected, with many passengers left stranded due to more than 100 cancellations at the busy Schiphol Airport in Amsterdam, as well as delayed train and bus services. Airport closures also occurred in Switzerland and the United Kingdom, as well as Italy, where snow is rare. Meanwhile, in southern Europe, nearly 300 traffic accidents were reported in Bulgaria's capital, Sofia, on Thursday, with 9 people injured. Sofia International Airport and the major Black Sea ports were also closed on Friday.
As she had done upon hearing of the extreme winter weather in early December, Supreme Master Ching Hai asked that our association members please check with local officials in the affected nations to see if help is required. Expressing her heartfelt sympathies and prayers, she also requested that they go, if possible, to comfort the vulnerable, saying that financial aid would be available for urgent needs. Our earnest appreciation for the officials' safety measures, as well as for Supreme Master Ching Hai's wholehearted concern, May such intense conditions soon be eased through our striving for gentler, eco-stabilizing actions.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
China forgives Sudanese debt. Chinese ambassador in Khartoum, Li Chengwen, announced the signing of an agreement to waive Sudan's debt of $6 million in efforts to assist the country's emerging stability and security. Ambassador Li also affirmed China's continued support in areas such as economic development. Our appreciation, Ambassador Li and China, and Providence bless your giving spirit toward the Sudanese people. May both nations be graced with ever-expanding friendship as we wish the gentle-hearted citizens of Sudan lasting comfort and peace.
Jordanian King and European leaders support efforts for interfaith understanding. Addressing the European People's Party, or EPP, summit in Brussels, Belgium on Thursday, December 16, His Majesty Abdullah II issued a call to promote interfaith dialogue. He emphasized the importance of spreading the values shared by the teachings of the Jewish, Muslim, and Christian faiths, such as love of God and love thy neighbor, to foster greater acceptance and peace. Following their meeting, the EPP, which includes 74 parties from 39 different countries, issued a joint statement supporting greater interfaith dialogue. We thank Your Majesty and Your Excellencies for your initiatives toward a world of respect and brotherly love. May the day come soon that such values are shared worldwide, so that all may walk together in peace.
Supreme Master Television application for Android smartphones. Viewers of Supreme Master TV can now watch their favorite programs conveniently while on the move with the channel's new free Android application. Available on Android operating system smartphones, this app allows live viewing of Supreme Master Television, as well as the ability to review the programming schedule, read the day's constructive news, and download and watch previously aired shows. Within the first few weeks of the application's release, thousands were noted to have installed it onto their phones. Comments included,
"Thank you. Keeps me updated.
Great environmental channel. This app makes watching a lot easier. Good job, and looking forward for updates.
Awesome app. Thanks, guys. Good info on global warming, meditation, organic farming, animals, and Mother Earth.
Love it.
Supreme Master TV application is freely available for download in your Android phone, where you can just do a search for Supreme Master Television. Our thanks, Android, for this free and convenient smartphone access to Supreme Master Television's constructive programs. May such exciting technologies continue to bring beneficial information and tools for a forward-moving world.
Animals encourage greater kindness in British primary school. St. Edward's School in Rochdale, Greater Manchester, England, has adopted two house-trained miniature pigs to encourage greater consideration among new four-year-old students in the reception class. Head teacher Lynn Coxell said, "It's working brilliantly.
The pigs have settled in beautifully, and having them around has made the children calmer, quieter, and generally nicer towards each other. Charlie and Lola, who will grow to be only 1 foot tall, have an enclosure home at the back of the classroom and are free to walk about and accompany the children when they go to the playground during lunchtime, returning with the students when the bell rings." Regarding the effect of their presence, reception class teacher Lisa Pierce stated, "It makes the children a lot calmer and more nurturing. It changes their attitude. We have found the more nurturing they are towards the pigs, the nicer they are to each other."
Way to go, St. Edward's School, for this open-minded way to help expand the benevolence of young students, as we thank Charlie and Lala for their clever and exemplary assistance in the classroom. May we likewise come to appreciate the benefits, love, and blessings that our animal companions unconditionally share with all of us, children and adults alike.
Hollywood filmmaker Blake Edwards remembered. best known for classics like Breakfast at Tiffany's, as well as comedies such as The Pink Panther, the legendary director has passed away at the age of 88 in California, USA. With an early career in acting, Mr. Edwards went on to direct many popular films and was twice nominated for an Oscar. In 2004, he received a Lifetime Achievement Academy Award for his body of works as a writer, producer, and director. Tributes poured in from celebrities including Hollywood actress Bo Derek, star of the box office hit 10, who said, "We've lost a true genius of entertainment. Our condolences to the family and friends of Mr. Blake Edwards, whose gifted cinematic contributions will continue bringing joy and laughter to the world. May his soul rest peacefully in the everlasting grace and love of the divine."
Save our planet. Ocean dead zones may foreshadow mass extinction. An Australian marine scientist is sounding the alarm about the spread of large dead zones in the ocean. Professor Ove Hoogelberg of the University of Queensland and the ARC Center of Excellence for Coral Reef Studies, or COECRS, says there is growing evidence that declining oxygen levels in the ocean have played a major role in at least four of the planet's five past mass extinctions. With the number of dead zones having grown to more than 400 during the period of 2000 to 2008, some are now as large as 70,000 square kilometers in size.
Noting the link between these oxygen-depleted zones and climate change, as well as human activities such as agricultural runoff, Professor Hoogelberg stated that their presence can change things like the degree of mixing that goes on between surface and deep waters. Concerned about the effect of these alterations, he said, "The point is that our activities on land have a big influence on what goes on in the oceans, and now we are starting to reap the harvest of those changes. We are starting to see changes in the ocean's ability to produce oxygen and food and all of the ecosystem services that are so important to not only us, but all of the other organisms on the planet."
Our thanks, Professor Hoogelberg, and all scientists working to understand the link between declining ocean life and climate change. May such alarming news prompt us to adopt sustainable lifestyles while we still have a chance.
During an October 2009 video conference in Formosa or Taiwan, Supreme Master Ching Hai addressed the dead zone problem and reminded of the way to restore the seas and the planet.
"The number of oxygen-depleted oceanic dead zones had increased from only 49 in the 1960s to 405 in 2008, and I'm sure there's more now. There are much more sea dead zone right now. The dead zone in the Gulf of Mexico is one of the largest in the world. It is 22,000 square kilometers and was created mainly from agriculture runoff, including food raised for livestock and manure. Around 212,000 metric tons of fish are estimated to die in the Gulf of Mexico dead zone every year. Regarding the concrete instructions and guidance to avoid the planet's destruction, it's again, be veg, go green, do good deeds, and be loving. That's a loving way to live. That's a noble way to live. We must develop our innate noble qualities because, after all, we are human beings, and it's the only way we can save the planet from destruction."
Save our planet. Following the complete failure of October-December rains, Somali village elder Abdullahi Muhammad Nur reports that approximately 30,000 villagers in the central Mudug region are in need of food assistance due to drought, with some who have already fled to other areas. In response to their urgent situation, Supreme Master Ching Hai is sending $15,000 with her prayers and love to go through a charity organization if our association members are unable to help directly. This amount could acquire $1.2 million in emergency supplies if bought in the United States, based on Somalia's cost of living.
Save our planet. In an effort to protect the tiny Preble's meadow jumping mouse, found only in the U.S. states of Colorado and Wyoming, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service designates additional areas of land as habitats necessary to its survival.
Save our planet. Bolivia's President Evo Morales asks that municipal officials help prioritize water conservation and irrigation projects to ease shortages caused by global warming, as he personally delivers some of the financial support being provided by the government.
Save our planet. British Transport Secretary Philip Hammond announces that starting January 1st, 2011, 9 different electric car models will be eligible for subsidies of up to £5,000, along with additional charging stations that are being installed to encourage the use of the eco-friendly vehicles.
Comfy the Koala, here with my lovely daughter Cadley.
And we're following a vegan diet of peace.
We have a tip to share on a gentle way to remove a bandage from the skin.
You can rub baby oil across the strip until it loosens and comes right off.
Thank you for watching, and thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet.
Here's the weather around the world.
Intercultural news. Libya and Ukraine take steps to ease visa requirements. An agreement between the nations will allow diplomatic and official passport holders to visit without visas. Ukrainian Prime Minister Mykola Azarov stated that this ruling will soon be extended to all citizens of both countries. Collaboration between the two nations will also take place in areas including agriculture and education. Congratulations, Libya and Ukraine, on your increasing amicable relations. May the people of your beautiful countries continue to grow in friendship and understanding on a gentle and long-living planet.
In animal welfare news, French groups speak out to halt the wearing of fur. Several hundred individuals from about 30 organizations gathered near the Paris Opéra in France to raise awareness about the abysmal cruelty involved in the fur industry. Several participants described why they felt it was important to support this campaign.
Je suis pour la justice, pour l'amour et pour une évolution de conscience à travers toute la planète.
Déjà, de montrer aux gens que la fourrure, c'est carrément arriéré, hein, qu'on n'a pas besoin de ça et que des millions d'animaux souffrent au mépris de la mode.
They also explained why they have chosen to adopt the vegan diet.
Les animaux sont importants, ils font partie de la planète. Au même titre que n'importe lequel d'entre nous. Pour moi, la vie est sacrée. Mm-hmm. Voilà.
C'est un des meilleurs moyens justement pour rétablir un équilibre du fait que des millions de tonnes de céréales sont pour les bétails, en fait, qu'on se sert, que les gens se nourrissent avec. Et alors que ces céréales-là pourraient nourrir des millions de gens sur la planète. Et aussi le fait que c'est l'industrie de la viande, en fait, est le plus grand pollueur du monde.
The occasion was organized by a March Against Fur, a collective of associations, activists and citizens advocating better treatment for our animal friends. Our warm appreciation, March Against Fur, and all those who participated in this very meaningful event to protect the precious lives of our fellow beings. May hearts and minds continue to be open, bringing about a peaceful existence for all inhabitants on Earth.
Soyez végétalien, devenez écolo pour sauver la planète.
Soyez végétalien, devenez écolo pour sauver la planète.
Up next on Noteworthy News, adults spending time with youth leads to their enhanced well-being. We'll take a moment for inner communion with God. Stay tuned for more giving news here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, enriching news for a prosperous world. In children news, nurturing interactions with adults fosters positive psychological development in youngsters. According to Dr. Mark F. Lenzenweger of the Department of Psychology at Binghamton University in New York, USA, engaging in activities with young people, such as reading together or assisting them with homework, helps to improve their mental well-being. Dr. Lenzenweger's study also suggests that strong interpersonal relationships with parents or caregivers assist children in the development of a healthier personality in adulthood. Our thankfulness, Dr. Mark F. Lenzenweger, for these valuable findings. May all treasured youngsters receive loving attention for happy futures with heaven's blessings.
Let's enjoy a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled No Fuss.
He doesn't want anyone to make a fuss over him, just to treat him as they would any other great man only.
And now for our viewers' heartline.
If you want to be in harmony, stop eating meat. That was exactly the message my mind or my soul received. Since that waking up bell, I just became vegan. It was amazing because it was kind of natural. I had no pain, no sadness in giving up my dear animals from my diet. It was like I have been vegan all my life already. I was feeling great. A few weeks later, I was watching TV. As usual, I was watching from channel to channel in order to find a good show or movie to watch. And bang, Supreme Master TV. I was not only watching Supreme Master TV, but I was feeding by this channel. When Master Ching Hai appeared, I listened to her. Whatever she was saying, it was so evident to me, so real, so true, so powerful, and so natural. Every day I pray to God for my soul, for my enlightenment. I'm waiting for my initiation. Supreme Master Ching Hai, please help me to find God. Help me to find the light and the sun now. May heaven bless you. May Supreme Master Ching Hai initiate us. We need you, Master. Amalik from Hong Kong.
Greetings, Amalik. Thank you for your heartfelt note. Supreme Master Ching Hai has a reply for you.
Spiritual Amalik, it is wonderful to hear that you have so naturally transitioned to the life-supporting vegan diet. The earth and beautiful animal friends are very grateful. Being connected to the inner light and sound is your sacred birthright. May divine benediction shine upon you and the progressive people of Hong Kong. Please contact our association's nearest center. Love, love, Ching Hai.
Do you have a heartline today? We'd be delighted to hear your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News. Now we say Dovizhdane, which means goodbye in Bulgarian.
May you be blessed by the eternal radiance of the Providence.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Coinciding with a U.S. review stating that troops in Afghanistan will be withdrawn on schedule starting in July 2011, Foreign Minister Guido Westerwelle of Germany announces plans for the nation's soldiers to also begin returning home as early as next year.
Oscar-winning Hollywood actress and UN Goodwill Ambassador Mira Sorvino received the UN Global Advocate of the Year Award in recognition of her work to raise awareness about the need to halt human trafficking and uphold human dignity.
U.S. Assistant Secretary of State for Europe and Eurasian Affairs Philip H. Gordon welcomes a recent statement from Georgian President Mikhail Saakashvili pledging only diplomacy and peaceful means to resolve any differences with Russia.
Australia's Foreign Minister Kevin Rudd announced is the country's plan to donate $98.7 million to Latin America over the next 4 years to assist in developing areas such as literacy training, microfinance, and agriculture.
Russian President Dmitry Medvedev calls for stricter laws against crimes sparking ethnic conflicts to promote acceptance and shared respect among the nation's many cultural groups.
At a two-day summit in Brussels, Belgium, European Union leaders agree to establish a permanent emergency rescue fund for the 16 member states comprising the Eurozone to help ensure the stability of their currency.
Scientists at the University of Wisconsin in the USA analyzing air quality both before and after the implementation of a law prohibiting smoking in the state's bars and restaurants find a more than 92% improvement following the ban.
U.S. researchers find that people living in neighborhoods within walking distance to services such as markets, playgrounds, and post offices have more trust in their neighbors and participate more in community projects, clubs, and volunteering.
The United Nations launches a 2010 to 2014 program to halt drug trafficking and organized crime in 16 West African countries, emphasizing areas such as health, awareness raising, peace building, security reform, and international cooperation.
In accordance with the terms of the Lisbon Treaty, the European Union establishes a new system whereby member state citizens can propose changes to the organization's shared rules.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.